Proclamation number 5568 of 1st of January, 1953. Right directed desire. New year. What you strive for will become yours. All of you who desire me, you will also reach me, for I draw you to me as soon as only your will is meant for me. But you who desire the world's goods will become its slaves. They will dominate you and finally take you completely captive so that you will remain bound in matter for an infinitely long time. However, if earthly possessions are taken from you, who have only directed your senses worldly, then accept this as an undeserved grace, for you can still find salvation from this bound state. You can still come to your senses and turn away from earthly possessions and strive towards me in the knowledge of the imperishable. And therefore remember the value of what you strive for. No matter how tempting it may seem to you, give it up if it is transient, and seek to acquire that which is eternal value. For your will be valued. What you earnestly desire will be given to you. The earthly lifetime is short and especially short for the presently living human race. And even if you are fulfilled in everything earthly, this earthly life is no compensation for the life in eternity which you will have acquired on earth. Earthly wealth will certainly earn you spiritual poverty if your wealth is not blessed by me because you use it according to my will, in unselfish neighborly love. But then your heart has long since freed itself from the desire for it, then you have long since overcome matter, which should also be your aim. But as long as you still desire riches, spiritual treasures are little to be found with you. And then earthly wealth is a danger for you which you don't recognize. This is why I warn you against it. This is why I assure you that you will receive what you desire and that you should therefore direct your desire correctly so that hard matter will not one day become your fate of immeasurable torment. Remember these words of mine and strive towards the right aim. Direct your thoughts spiritually. Seek me and my kingdom, seek to acquire goods with which I want to bless you abundantly if only you desire them in your heart, and always be aware of the fact that your life on earth will not last forever but that life after the death of your body is ordered according to your innermost desire. That you can enter the spiritual kingdom in full possession of light and strength. Blessed with spiritual possessions, but that you will also have to bear the consequences of your striving on earth poorly and miserably, without strength and blindly, for endless times and will only attain spiritual possessions with difficulty, and this will never happen without loving help, because you alone lack the strength to improve your lot. Therefore make good use of earthly time. Acquire what is abundantly at your disposal but requires your free will. And recognize as worthless everything that only creates comfort for the body but leaves the soul unprovided for. Use the time well, for it will not last much longer. The end is closer than you think. Therefore create and work while it is still day, for the night will come when you will no longer be able to work. Amen.